This is The Playbook. This is Dave Meltzer with Entrepreneurs The Playbook, and I have a quantum edition of The Playbook, somebody who is at my frequency, my vibration, or hopefully even a little bit higher. So we're going to raise everyone's awareness today with the Chief Marketing and Communications Officer for a small company called MasterCard. He's also the president of the healthcare business there at MasterCard. Welcome to The Playbook, Raja Rajamannar.
Thank you, David. Really appreciate the opportunity of being here. And I must say, as far as the frequencies are concerned, it looks like you're at a far higher frequency, which I'll aspire to.
Well, compliments get you everywhere on this show. We're at about 1,400 episodes. Everyone from Sadhguru to Deepak Chopra to Tillman Fertitta to Cameron Diaz has been on the show. Wow. And as I talked about, you know, there's a lot of iconic brands that have been represented on this show. One of the most iconic of all is your priceless MasterCard campaign. And why it's so interesting to me is that timelessness is an aspect of vibration or frequency. It's a aggregation, a compounding, an acceleration of a vibration or frequency. And so when you see an iconic brand, we know that it has a certain, today overused term, authenticity. I call it certain essence. And so I'd love to get your perspective as we start off of how and why you think that longevity has really created, and it just is more and more popular, the priceless, the infinite idea of MasterCard in this campaign.
David, in fact, I think you hit the nail on the head. Firstly, the concept of priceless is truly timeless. And no wonder that the campaign is still around 25 years after it was originally conceived and as successful it is today as it was when it was launched. So if you just go into the genesis of the campaign itself, just look at the situation. The company was trying to, at that point in time, promote its brand, make more people come to MasterCard, use more of MasterCard and so on. The campaign says that's not really relevant. What is relevant is what truly matters to you in your life. So they show a father and son going to a baseball match. And then they say the price of the ticket, so many dollars. Price of soda, so many dollars. Price of autographed ball, so many dollars. But the time spent with your 11-year-old son, priceless. There are certain things in life that cannot be bought with money. Those are the ones which are most important. For everything else, there is MasterCard. It was so brilliantly touching upon a human truth, which is indeed timeless. And the essence of our brand is what we call is priceless. So from that time onwards, we started really infusing the pricelessness into everything that we do as a company and as a brand. And that's what is standing us in such good stead. And the momentum keeps building year after year after year. So for example, for the last 3 years, we have been rated as one of the fastest growing brands in the world. When we launched our audio brand, which it was a lot of research into the power of sound and how sound can invoke feelings. Like, you know, being in the field that you are in also and being as another spiritual person, so to speak, you know the value of mantras. And mantras are actually sound driven. So this is one spiritual aspect of it, but there are also more basic aspects of sound, which give you the right kind of a feeling, the right kind of an emotion, the right kind of a frame of mind. And that's what we try to do in our brand, represented in an audio form. And 4 years back, we launched it. And over the last 3 years, it has been rated as the world's number one audio brand. So this is how we are actually going about it. And I feel very proud of the kind of results that my team has been able to garner for the company. And very grateful that the strategy is working quite nicely.
And someone who's worked in sports and entertainment marketing for almost, I'm getting old, 35 years, you have always taken, like I, a multi-sensory approach to marketing. And I always call it an intentional approach. I've studied the Bhagavad Gita. I've studied
A Course
in Miracle. Understanding that intention itself has, for me, 5 levels. And I see, as I look through the historical relevance of MasterCard in the sports and entertainment space, especially where that's always been my secret sauce is, you know, being able multi-generational to sell the experience that they have, the feelings. But it's what we're really doing with MasterCard, saying that that audio side, the thinking as well, the imagery, the believing, and then of course the feeling, which is the ultimate intentional vibration or frequency of marketing, as if, as Maya Angelou said, and I speak around the world, right? I always say that it's not what I say, it's what they hear, but more importantly, it's what they feel, because they're really not going to remember. How important is it though to be strategic in the multi-sensory side of things when you're marketing a multi-global, global national brand like MasterCard?
Yeah, I think it is very, very critical. Firstly, what we have to realize is, being a big brand with a massive global reach, we are present in more than 190 countries and territories, and we have 2.2 billion people around the world who hold a MasterCard. And we have got literally 100 million merchants and 80,000 banks. So it's a huge network. And that size and scale comes with a special responsibility to do what is right by the community, to do what is right by the society. It's all, again, back to the theory of karma, right? You do the good things and good things will happen back to you. So you don't worry about it. Don't anticipate the rewards in advance and stuff like that. It's not about the rewards, but it's about doing your karma the right way. And in simple English, or plain English, we used to actually call it, my previous CEO, Ajay Banga, he used to say, doing well by doing good. You do good, wellness will follow for the company. So in other words, serve people well, profits will follow. But if you start chasing profits first, people will not follow you. So there has to be an infusion of goodness for the society into everything that we do. And multisensory, when you look at it, it's something very fascinating, right? We refer to Bhagavad Gita. They talk about panch indriyas, five senses. But the way they talk about indriya is a little deeper than just calling it as a sensor or sense. But in a very basic level, if you were to see, we have got, most of the people are blessed with the five senses, the sense of sight, sound, taste, touch, and smell. And today, marketers, when they are trying to communicate a message to people, they try to do it through the sense of sound and sense of sight, in other words, audiovisual, through advertisements and so on and so forth. And what we said is, today there is so much of clutter. Like on an average, a consumer gets exposed to 10,000 commercial messages every single day. That's like too much of clutter, too much of information overload. So consumers' brains are very smart. They just tune themselves out. They don't even notice your ads as they should. You know, the way the brain works is fascinating. So what one of the things we said is, we will declutter the space, at least from our own point of view. So we started simplifying our whole approach. We said, it's not about throwing advertisements at consumers, but actually give them immersive experiences where we not only engage the two senses of sight and sound in a meaningful way, but to actually also involve the other three senses of touch, smell or scent, and taste. And this was basically the beginning of our pivot away from advertising-led marketing to experiences-led marketing. You give wholesome, immersive experiences to people that are truly priceless, and their memories then remain timeless. They talk about your brand then. You don't have to talk about as much of your brand, because you've got ambassadors, people who have liked your brand, they will talk about it, and then you get the amplification. It was a big strategic bet, if you were to take, or a pivot that we had taken. There were, of course, a lot of naysayers saying that, oh, this is going to be, you know, the decline or the beginning of the decline, etc. But I was very convinced, and this was my first major strategic move at MasterCard in 2013, where we moved a lot away from advertising-led to experiences-led marketing. And the result of that is, you are seeing how our brand, when I joined the company at that time, the scores of the brand strength and so on, we were ranked at 87 in the world. So we're the 87th most powerful brand. Today, we are the 12th most powerful brand. So we gained so many ranks, so to speak, And the momentum has been very, very strong. So it works. So when you stick to the basics and really address those ways in which consumers respond to in a non-exploitative way, because consumers are not idiots. They look at you a mile away and then sniff you out, whether you are putting a facade or pretending or you're coming in a sleek fashion to take away their money kind of a thing. So be genuine about it. And back to the principle of do well by doing good. And that doing good is what is critical. And that's what we have been practicing as best as we could.
I love it. I always say, be kind to your future self, whether it's a person, place, solution, service, by doing good deeds. I would be amiss if I didn't mention and talk about something every once in a while, as I have people who are more aligned in my own participation of my perception of quantum marketing. And I know I might lose some of my bigger audience here, but I have to talk about it because I talk about find your frequency, build your brand. I will talk about your frequency is your neighborhood, and brands have a frequency. They have an essence to it. And most people wouldn't categorize marketing programs as quantum in nature. So I was just hoping for the playbook of success that you could just describe in your perception what quantum marketing is at the very least. And if you'd like, you can mention how you utilize it at MasterCard as well.
Yeah. So basically, there are three things, right? Quantum, the elevated philosophy, so to speak, which you have just alluded to. Then quantum also talks about the magnitude of change. When you talk of quantum change, it's a huge leap that you're making. And that's the kind of leap that I'm talking about from classical marketing to quantum marketing. And number three, very importantly, it is a dimensional shift. So for example, if you were riding a horse cart and that has been your mode of transportation, and suddenly now you start actually getting cars, motor cars, that's a quantum leap. You're driving on the road, suddenly now you start taking rockets, that's a quantum leap. Now, so there is a level of dimensional change. There is a significant amount of leap or jump that you're talking, which is a quantum of magnitude. And the third one is exactly what you said, which is in terms of the quantum aspect in a spiritual sense as well. So I'll start with the most important one, which is on the quantum aspect. So when you want to serve the community and the world at large, you generate good positive vibes for your own brand in the minds of the consumers. Again, it's like good karma. Good karma comes back. So you're giving out good vibes and good vibes come back to you, right back at you. So we started, for example, we said, let's look at some of the biggest problems in the world that people are suffering from. Is there anything that we can do, not as a one-off donation or anything of that sort, but something which is integrated into the core of our business model? And we hit upon this breakthrough where we partnered with a company, with an organization called Stand Up to Cancer. So Stand Up to Cancer Foundation, they set out, it was started by seven women. Katie Couric is one of those, and Rusty Robertson, Sue Schwartz, et cetera. These amazing, amazing women with a very lofty objective, which almost seems unrealistic, but they were thinking really big. They said, we have to solve these issues of cancer. And not enough coordinated research was being done in the world of cancer research. So if, you know, research in the medical field is very secretive, because if you're a professor, your papers and your future grants depend on your research. You don't share it with anyone. Likewise, if you're in a company, your company owns the IP. They don't share anyone with anyone. So what we said is we will actually partner with this organization and totally change the approach of how research is done. And we got together multiple, super specialists, researchers for different types of cancer. And we gave a scientific process, or we worked on a scientific process with Stand Up to Cancer Foundation. And we started raising funds through running our promotions. So for example, 8 weeks in summer in the United States, we would say, if you use your MasterCard at a restaurant, instead of some other instrument, a part of our profits, we will send it across to Stand Up to Cancer to facilitate research into the discovery of drugs. Typically, it takes 12 years for one drug to be discovered from the molecule stage to the FDA approval. Already, there are 8 drugs in these last few years that have been approved by FDA, right? It's profoundly meaningful, and you wouldn't believe the number of people who would actually write back to us saying, the MasterCard, thank you very much. You know, and you know, you have really, you are doing something which is really meaningful. And we started looking at initiatives like this. We partnered with World Food Program, a part of United Nations, and feeding hundreds of millions of children with meals at their school. Otherwise, these are malnourished children. We have got an initiative called Priceless Planet, where we have committed publicly to planting 100 million trees by 2025. And also we launched a card called Wildlife Impact Card, which, again, the profits on that card will go to the conservation of habitats of various endangered animal species. And lastly, another example I would say is, like, we launched a card specifically for blind people called Touch Card. And it's really a very simple concept where, by providing a small notch on the side of the card, the blind person is able to say, am I holding the card the right way? So that they should insert the card or tap the card, they need to know. They know the type of the card. Is it based on the shape of the notch? Is it a debit card, credit card, or a prepaid card? Or if it has a notch, it is a MasterCard. So in one single small element, and this is being launched in 28 countries, all this will also give us commercial success. But the genesis is to solve a real pain point amongst people and really create an enablement for them. And that is the good karma, which comes back through in other forms. That's what I would say.
Yes, and there's great karma, consequence, and coincidence by doing well and doing good. One of the other programs, just as we finish up, is the MasterCard Artist Accelerator as well. As we finish up, I'd love for you to mention what exactly you're doing in that respect with co-creation and supporting our artists as well.
When you look at the world of music artists and music creation, there are literally millions of people who have got the talent to create music and at various levels. There's fantastic talent which goes completely undiscovered with lack of opportunities. So what we said is, we will create this platform called MasterCard Artist Accelerator, where we will solicit applications from people, from artists who want to really create music more professionally than they currently already do. And we will pair them with mentors who will give them tools and technologies and help them create better music on the one hand. And number two, once they create the music, how do they market themselves to be discovered? And thirdly, once they are marketing themselves, how do they monetize the content that they have created so that minimum amount of money goes to the intermediaries as opposed to coming to them? And that's one of the bane of existence in the music industry, where the artist barely gets 30% of the money that a fan is paying for their songs. 70% goes to intermediaries. So we said we had to cut through it. So leveraging the Web3 technologies like blockchain and NFTs, we are creating this entire ecosystem and a platform for artists, emerging artists specifically, pairing them with mentors and then doing it. And what we also did is, interestingly, we said this should be available for anyone, not those who are just selected by us. So you can go to mastercard.com/MasterCard Artist Accelerator, and you can sign up for the MasterCard pass, which gives you access to the program, and you can see everything that is happening, and you can actually learn from it. And if you're an artist who has not been selected for the program, you can still go through the journey, and then you actually, you know, advance your own music creation skills as well as your monetizing ability, etc. So this is what we are trying to do. And I just dropped the on behalf of MasterCard the very first NFT for the MasterCard pass just 2 or 3 days back in New York.
It's amazing. Over the last quarter of a century, what we pay attention to and we give intention to equals the coincidences, not only personally, but professionally for all of us. And thank you, Raj, so much for your abundant vision of not only timelessness, but infinite abundance of being of service and of value to our entire world. The incredible entrepreneur, Raja Rajamannar, he is the chief marketing and communications officer at the incredible company, MasterCard. Thank you for your abundance. Remember, everyone, you can do good and do well. If you need a reminder, go to MasterCard. This is Dave Meltzer with Entrepreneurs, the Playbook.